You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We move on to game number 5 in the Western Conference Finals. Hey, everybody, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and thanks for listening to Spits and Suds. We got such great feedback prior to the series when we interviewed Lindsey Brown, the Vegas insider for the Golden Knights, that we wanted to bring her back after that Stars victory and kind of ask her what her thoughts were on game 4 and to preview Saturday night. So it's so great to hear from you again, Lindsey. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me back. I figured this wasn't going to be a clean sweep, and so I'm glad we can extend this a little bit longer for both of our purposes, because I think it's a great contest when these two hockey teams get together. It just happened to fall one way, at least until last night so far.
Yeah. I mean, I love you, but the Spits and Suds fans were like, bring her back. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. Let's do it. All right.
By popular demand.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Total disservice on my part. Let me start again. Joining us is a former collegiate All-American netminder. She's Lindsey Brown. So there you
Thank
go.
You.
Yeah, no problem.
It doesn't get less awkward. It never will.
Well, you do have kind of a cool background. All right. So
yeah, we'll take it.
Let's, before we talk about last night's game, and then we preview which Spits and Suds fans want the game on Saturday night, give us the Vegas perspective on thoughts on Jamie Benn. Did you guys think it was a long enough suspension? How does the room feel? I know seeing the interviews, Lindsey, it doesn't seem as though the players are happy.
No, I mean, there's probably as much happiness as there is remorse for Jamie Benn and what he did. And, you know, it's there. The game is fast. He's absolutely correct. I don't really agree with Mark Stone's face and neck just happened to be in my way as I was falling. But, you know, I was kind of surprised he got two games because, I mean, we've had suspensions already this year, namely with Alex Pietrangelo last round with Darnell Nurse receiving a game. But when you go down on somebody's face like that, and it was clearly with intent to injure in front of a referee, Mark Stone, the captain, like that's going to happen. And so I can understand why players wouldn't be pleased with it on your side because maybe it seems a little bit heavy-handed, but ultimately that's not a hockey play. And it needs to be dealt with accordingly. And so it offers a big opportunity for the Golden Knights. I think that they really need to make good in game 5 because I don't want any part of a Dallas Stars team with a Jamie Benn returning in game 6 potential. I think that's tempting fate. And, you know, it's just been – it hasn't been overwhelmingly negative now that there was kind of that swift suspension and maybe a little bit more than it should have been. But ultimately, that's a big player for your side to lose, and they were able to find a way to win anyways last night.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that because I was basing it going to be one game based on the Pietrangelo suspension in the last series. I will tell you, Lindsey, here in Dallas, it was not looked fondly upon, no excuses. People were really upset with the captain. So it did not go over well with the locals.
No, that makes sense. I mean, it just seems like an unnecessary play. And then if you look at the situation that was surrounding it, you're down 2-0. You're trying to get off to a good foot in your own building after giving up the first goal. And it's just such an unnecessary play that, you know, you expect more from Jamie Benn. He's one of the best captains in the league. And I still believe that after that incident, I've heard so many great stories about his leadership and what he means to that franchise down there. So it's kind of surprising to see him in that moment. But I mean, what an opportunity for him to redeem himself if they can stretch it out one more game. But I can understand why fans are like, Jamie, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Like, let's be better than this.
Yeah. Vegas Golden Knights insider Lindsey Brown joins us on Spits and Suds. If you want to follow her, she's a terrific follow, at Lindsey, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Brown, 35. Okay, what did you see last night from the Vegas perspective that was different from the other games?
I really didn't see that much of a difference. I mean, you had Dallas playing a really good game like they did in game two. There's the margin for victory and the margin for error is just so slim between these two teams. And like I just said a couple minutes ago, I think it just happened to fall Vegas's way in the first three games. And so for Dallas to finally pull one out, not get too frustrated by getting down early, we're able to kind of get after their forecheck a little bit, be really successful on the power play. Like Vegas just didn't, they weren't the better team that night. And that's sometimes you win those games like you did in game two. And sometimes you're able to push it to overtime and still not able to get it done. And so these teams know each other so well at this point. And you have these little adjustments that you can make. Like, I'm going to put this guy a little bit higher in the zone on the power player. I want to make sure I box out Jason Robertson a little bit better. But ultimately, you know, you play the game and you see what bounces go your way. And it ended up in Dallas's favor last night.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So heading back to the barn in Vegas, it's going to be rocking as we tape this. It'll be tomorrow night. You know, but it's interesting because we're cautiously optimistic, not over-optimistic, but we were kind of proud of this franchise because that was going to be a tough way to go. And I don't know if the news made it to Vegas, Lindsey, but you could buy a ticket to last night's Stars game for about $50 to $70.
Really?
Tickets dropped that. I mean, we're talking three times less than the value in some areas. It was bad.
Wow.
Yeah, people didn't want to go to the game, and kudos to the Stars fans that did. Based on the Tuesday night disappointment, based on the Jamie Benn suspension, based on the Dadonov injury. So I say it was a big win for the franchise, Lindsey, because you can't go into the offseason selling tickets, selling sponsorships. With that, even though you made it to the Western Conference Finals, that's still tough going out that way. So for the franchise sake, I thought it was a good win. And Joe Pavelski said after the game, just have to do one game at a time. Didn't seem overly excited after the game. So, you know, I'm interested to see what are your thoughts on game five? Is it, from a Vegas standpoint, is it just let's continue? Because, I mean, I thought Aiden Hill was terrific last night. I actually thought it was his best game.
No, he definitely was. He's come on here now that he's settled in and had a few games under his belt, you know, the starting win streak that he's been able to string together. He had a couple of huge saves. I think there was one late in the third period with the blocker that I was a really huge fan of. And what a relief in a lot of ways, because this team doesn't need an all-star netminder to win a game, win a series, even challenge for the Stanley Cup. But, you know, the team can't be perfect. And so I'm not really sure what the feeling is around here, because there's a lot of people that I talked to the last couple of days are like, what do you think the Cup schedule is going to be? You know, quick sweep, blah, like, let's just slow your roll a little bit here. Like, it's not that easy. And you know, there's a hell of a team waiting for either one of us that happens to advance out of this round. But there's just so much confidence surging through up and through that locker room, because they're just such a good team and finding ways to win, different ways to win. And, you know, if you just have to win it in a couple of areas, it's kind of like football. If you win in a two out of the three phases, you're probably going to give yourself a good chance to win. And, you know, last night Vegas was out physical. They were out hit. They went over on the power play. They gave up two power play goals to you guys. And so if you just take care of a couple of those stats there, you're going to have a really good chance of finishing this out. Now there's timely penalties that you have to worry about. I mean, there's good ones and bad ones. If somebody's going down on a breakaway, it's Robertson on a breakaway, yeah, I take his legs out from under him and I'll take the penalty kill. But And those high stick ones are tough. And so it's just about staying calm, staying at the task at hand and compartmentalizing like they have been all season long. But I think the early start is really imperative, not necessarily for Vegas, you know, to feel good about themselves, but to get Jake Ottinger's head. I think you just need to keep testing because he, you know, he's been so inconsistent game to game, but there's even little moments where you can tell when a goaltender isn't quite settled in their skates and that they're a little more vulnerable, where if you can get him to pop out an extra errant rebound or two, maybe you can get yourself a little bit bigger of a lead. But I just don't want him feeling confident in his game. And so sometimes that means peppering him with shots. And sometimes that just means getting in his face, making him feel, as I like to call, creaseophobic. If you have presence in front of the net, like right at the top of the crease, those goaltenders are either going to try to punch you in the back. That's what I would try to do. Or they're going to kind of sink into their crease a little bit. Maybe they give up a little more net. Makes them vulnerable to tips or second chance plays. And so I think it's going to be a heck of a contest, but I have every reason to believe that Vegas still smells the blood that's in the water and that they can get it done at home.
The one thing I did see last night from a Stars perspective, Lindsay, is this was the first time in the series I felt as though the Stars utilized their speed.
That was the one thing.
Bruce Cassidy pointed it out with the stretch pass, and he felt as though they have to go back to the basics and basically, you know, deep forecheck and really tire out Miro Heiskanen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's just such a good skater and he has such good vision as well. And, you know, when you're kind of playing at a higher level of processing where you're just getting the information a little bit quicker, you're able to make those decisions. So maybe I draw the forechecker a little bit closer to me. And if I'm Miro, and then I look for that stretch pass. And if you're only having one forechecker, on a neutral zone regroup, I mean, that's going to be a really tough position for you to put yourself in. And so that's why they always say, like, get the pucks deep, take it out of the defenseman's hands, at least at that portion of the ice, make them go that extra 30 or 40 feet, or maybe go along the boards. Vegas is such an effective team when they're playing along the boards. And I think that's why Dallas was able to get a little bit loose last night, because they weren't being forced into those areas. And they were just a lot more effective of getting pucks up and catching Vegas in the neutral zone, which sometimes they can definitely shut down, but they're still working out little kinks to their game where they'll sometimes go for another odd man rush that they're not supposed to, which opens them up, or maybe it's a bad change. There's these little pockets of time that smart defensemen like Heiskanen can certainly take advantage of. And so if I'm Vegas, you're sending too hard on that neutral zone forecheck if you have to, but even better yet, getting that puck below the hash mark in the D zone and forcing Dallas to fight their way out.
I was impressed that the Vegas fan base in their seats for a noon start tomorrow night, 5 o'clock start. So plenty of time for lubrication.
Oh, you know, it never stops here. And, you've been here for a
sure.
game when your Dallas team isn't necessarily involved, and it's just a really unique atmosphere. But as I've said to you before, I mean, if you're not performing well, they're going to let you know it, but there's a lot of good vibes going on with this franchise. I mean, that's what you earn with a 3-0 lead in your fourth Western Conference final trip in 6 years. Like, that's ridiculous.
Amazing.
Like, as a Wild fan growing up, I've seen it once and I was 11, and that was basically on accident. And so we're certainly spoiled around here. And so I would expect a lot of smiles, especially if they're able to get off to a good start and get the energy in that building going.
It's just amazing. And we've talked about this before, Lindsay, the pressure on management and just the immediacy that the fan base wants. I mean, it's just so amazing that, God, it was just a few years ago this franchise started and the success that they've had. I mean, then think about like an Ottawa or an Arizona. Like, if they went on the kind of run that Vegas went on, how great it would be for the hockey franchise in that city.
Yeah, it's almost like you kind of lose the meaning to it, because you had that Ottawa team that made the improbable run to the Eastern Conference Finals, that had Mark Stone on it, that had Anthony Duclair on it, that had Jean-Gabriel Pageau, like so many high-quality, talented players that for one reason or another were moved on from in that organization. And I mean, that was – Ottawa's its own case study. But I mean, Arizona, even when they were relevant and they were basically challenging Detroit every year in the second round, because Detroit was still in the Western Conference at the time.
Kachuk days.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like when Shane Doan still had push.
Yeah.
and you had Brizgalov in the net.
Yeah.
Like, ruined everything in Philly. But yeah, it's so weird. Like when I was trying to scout coming down here and just trying to think, like, I wonder if they can sustain this. I wonder you know, if they can keep making playoffs after making the final in their first year. And it's turned out even better than I imagined. And it's been done with different iterations of this team. But this team that they have this year is definitely the best constructed in terms of you have Barbashev, you have Bluger, yeah. you have Carrier, Wah, all these people that are at certain points of their career and their development and their money. It's kind of, for me, if it's not going to happen this year, I don't really know when it's going to happen, because they're just such a talented team. They know the opportunity that's in front of them, but they got to get rid of this pesky Dallas Stars squad that seems a little bit early and also a little bit late all at the same time.
I bet there were a few people in Vegas last night that said, who's this Olofsson guy?
You're right.
Because honestly, a lot of us were saying he had not skated since April. I mean, when he skated for us, you know, he's good. He's a great story. He's actually a COVID hockey player in that, mm-hmm. you know, COVID, he was noticed because of COVID. Otherwise he'd still be in Sweden. So it's kind of a cool story.
Well, you guys have kind of been known for the random aces that end up being big time players in the playoffs. And so I think it speaks a lot to the organization and that leadership group in there of people being able to plug and play and not really know what to be afraid of. So
yeah.
If it's Olofsson, if it's Kivi Ranta, I mean, whoever. I mean, I'm half expecting Alexander Radulov to come out of the woodwork here and score a scrappy goal or two.
Yeah, or draw a penalty. Or end up in the penalty box like he did late in his career. Well, you're awesome, Lindsay. Thank you so much for the preview. And best of luck tomorrow night. It's going to be a rocking barn. And once again, thank you for joining us. Our Spits and Suds faithful said, you know, they really enjoyed you coming on the program. So appreciate appearance number 2.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Hopefully we can do another one, whether that's sooner rather than later. But I'm a huge fan of you and your work. And so anything I can do for the Dallas hockey community, despite you guys stealing my hockey team, it's fine.
Quality shot at the end. All right, Spits and Suds fans, follow her for tomorrow night's action at Lindsay Brown 35. So that is a Game 5 preview for Spits and Suds Western Conference Final. Stars take on the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll talk to you soon.